This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 201. The date is a lie. Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Hi! How you doing?
I'm okay.
How you doing?
I already told you I'm okay.
Are you sure?
Yep.
I'm just checking, because sometimes you're not okay.
I know, but I'm not lying this time.
That's good. And you know what else isn't filled with lies?
Our website?
Yep, it's nothing but the truth, so help us, Bob. So make sure that you're checking it out at www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or even questions for us, you can email us at questions@esh.mobi. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, you can subscribe there.
Hit the subscription button. It'll be good for your soul.
I mean, if you don't want to do that, you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine, but also be looking out for some great shows that are coming out of the ESH camp.
That's right. If you're following us on Twitter or following the website, you know that we're not the only things that live in the land of Esh. So make sure that you're checking out some of the other really great content shows that are coming out from other crew members. Like, well, on Tuesday, you've got a new episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade, which is co-hosted by our own King Baby Duck, who's a good dude. Like that guy, like, so much. Then, Wednesday, shakablamma, new episode of Geek Aggro, which is co-hosted by our very own Deuces Wild. The dudes, they got shows. Their shows are funny and good, and they have information that you can use. Then for the rest of the week, well, there's all the stuff that we write on the website. There's all the stuff that we do on Twitter and Facebook and all the social media stuff. So drop by the website. Make sure that you're checking it all out, that you join us and interact with us. Comment on the stuff that we write. Ask us questions. We love getting them questions. So, you know, interact. Holla.
Holla. And don't forget, submit questions for Esh Mom.
Yes. Esh Mom, waiting for your questions. She will answer them.
She can't be on video if she doesn't have questions to answer.
Yes. We're going to make it be on video. She just doesn't know yet. But we're going to make that happen.
Oh, yes, she does. I've told her.
Oh, you have?
I said, make sure you have on a pretty shirt and that you're pretty because we're video.
Be pretty, mommy. Be pretty.
She's like, why? And I'm like, because we're videotaping. No. And I said, yes, you agreed to it. On video.
Oh,
they've got you.
I do got her.
So you'll dance for the pretty internets. Dance, woman, dance.
Dance, my lovely marionette. Answer the questions of the youths. The youths.
Oh, she's going to try.
So, in any event, lots of great stuff going on. But let's jump into the show because we've got a bunch of things to talk about this week, people. You know, and it's a big week. We're recording this show literally right before I head out to E3.
Yeah.
I feel bad about it. For those of you who don't know, Pandalicious really, 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 really wanted to go out to E3. I had the ticket all ready. It was going to be the bomb. But
and then real life decided to bend me over, prick a bush, and prick me in the ass.
It was not pretty to prick a bush in the ass. And so, unfortunately, she's not going to be able to travel with me. But it's okay. I will not be alone at E3. I guess, now, youngest member, as far as newbie goes, of the ESH team, Hamsterman 2049, is going to be there. So, you know, I'm bringing the newness.
Okay? Yeah, but will he look really good in a sexy dress? No.
Well, you don't know how good I am with makeup.
Well, maybe.
But I would have to get Ham pretty hammered
before ha-ha! I probably get Hamsters him in a dress. Get hammered easily.
Probably get him in a dress. But, you know, it's E3. Who knows what could happen? He may end up in a dress.
That's what will happen.
She nanigans. But let's jump into it, because we got a bunch of E3 stuff to talk about.
Sorry.
Too fast, too furious.
I was revving my engine.
Oh, too fast, too furious. Okay, so first up, I want to talk a little bit about what I'm really jazzed about. Wow, I
okay.
Gave myself there for a second, but that's okay, because I am. I'm super psyched. How about that? That better? I'm psyched. Let's be jazzed. I am super, super, super psyched about Rock Band 3. I know I shouldn't be, but I am. Okay, first of all, I admit, I am a Harmonix fangirl.
Yeah,
if I had a penis,
ever since
I would
day.
Be a fanboy. Because I love Harmonix.
Would you have relations with Harmonix?
I would probably have. If Harmonix was a physical being and not a company. Okay, and I was out to dinner and I saw Harmonix across a crowded room, I would totally throw a look.
All right.
And hope that a look got thrown back. And then there might be a drink. I don't want to say that I'm easy. I'm not like I'd be throwing my panties at Harmonix. But what I'm saying is,
if she's wearing panties.
Shut up. What I'm saying is Harmonix could probably get some.
Okay.
I'm gonna put it that way. Yeah, they can get it. Because I really have a lot of fun playing every game from Harmonix that I've played. You know, Frequency, Amplitude, the first Rock Band, the second Rock Band, Beatles Rock Band. You know, I haven't picked up the Green Day Rock Band just because I'm not a huge Green Day fan.
Especially after they sold out.
I like, we're not going to go there.
Sorry.
They got older. They didn't sell out. You know, that's one thing.
They started cleaning themselves and putting eyeliner on.
First of all, boys should always bathe because stinky boys don't get laid.
But remember grunge? Grunge had its name for a reason.
Yes, you're supposed to look grungy, but that didn't mean that you had to actually be grungy.
Yes, but see, they didn't know that then, so that the only way they felt they could look grungy is by being grungy.
Oh, don't be a dirty boy. Don't.
Bacteria.
If you don't hear any other nuggets of wisdom from me on this podcast in your listening history, don't be a dirty boy because dirty boys don't get laid. It's true fact. If you smell like ass, you not get
laid. Well, if you're a hippie and your girlfriend smells bad like you, then you smell bad together.
Hippies are different. Okay, hippies are a category of person all unto themselves.
Okay.
But for the rest of society, it's a rule that is pretty much universal. Smell like ass, not getting any.
Well, unless you're, never mind.
You know what? Just roll with me.
I stop.
Okay, let's get back to Harmonix and how I have a stiffy form. So, they teased Rock Band 3 at the end of the demo for Green Day Rock Band. Or Rock Band Green Day, whichever way the title actually comes out.
I don't care.
And what was interesting about the tease, which I mentioned, was that it had the additional graphic for a keyboard. Earlier this week, Harmonix released a press release that not only had a listing of some of the songs that were going to be in the game. Mind you, you will be able to bring over your existing DLC because Harmonix realizes, just like from the first game to the second game, that you have made quite a substantial investment in the game. So you will be able to bring over your DLC. I'm not clear yet as to the on-disc music that was in the game for 2 into 3, but seeing as how you were able to have those songs from 1 to 2, I would be really surprised if you weren't able to have them from 2 to 3, which means all of your existing stuff that you're using, you'll be able to use in the new game, which I think is fracking cool, because I love Spinal Tap, and I love being able to do their music. But what I think is really interesting is the new peripherals and how you will be able to interact with them. So earlier, they released a press release that basically talked about a few of the features that are going to be in the game, as well as linked to a press page that had some high-res graphics from inside the game and images of the peripherals. They also have a dev interview that was done. I believe that it's actually on the USA Today site right now, where you can actually see some of the developers playing through the game using the prototype keyboard peripheral and talking about how the gameplay is changing. What I thought was really interesting about the video is that they spent so much time focusing on the keyboard, which kind of looks like a mini keytar, but it is being played laying flat on a table. So it doesn't actually sit up like a keytar, which would be really difficult to actually see where the colors are and all that stuff. But you might be able to work it out that way at some point because it does have a long handle. Don't know where it's going, but I think that's where it's going. They really didn't talk about the guitar. And when you go to the press site, which is at www.rockband.com/press, they should have, because the guitar has strings.
Right. Well, yes, that makes sense. Guitars have strings.
The Rock Band guitar for Rock Band 3 has strings. It doesn't have a flipper.
What?
Yes. The Rock Band guitar for Rock Band 3 has strings. It doesn't have a flipper. And it does not have 10 buttons. When you look at the neck of the guitar, there are buttons all the way across for every single note.
Oh my
corresponding
God.
Corresponding to the strings.
Harmonix is going to teach us how to actually rock now.
I think Harmonix is trying to trend toward actually teaching people how to play. And they even tease in the video on USA Today. I think it was USA Today. It might have been CNN. That there are going to be modes of play within the game where you can play the regular game mode that will have difficulty levels or the expert mode. And I think the expert mode is really going to take advantage of, you know, really having you slide down and try to play frickin' chords. I think that they're trying to meet that happy medium between players who are experienced musicians and those that are not. And I think if it looks like it's trying to be that bridge, and I'm really curious to see if it actually pulls it off or not.
Holy crap.
But it is impressive looking. It looks like a real fucking Fender now. Strings, fucking notes all up and down the neck. Where the Guitar Hero guitar really looks more to me like a toy now. The one for the Warriors of Rock. Okay, it's still in the five notes up top, five notes down the bottom line. It still has a flipper. Where they're going is that the entire mechanism is all in the shape of the neck and where the fretboard is. So you'll actually be able to use detachable and reattachable guitar body styles behind it.
Oh, boy.
So they're lending more towards that customizable, but it's still, looking at their prototype, very plasticky, and it looks like a toy, where the Harmonix guitar looks like if you just had it sitting in a corner in a stand, you would think it was a real guitar.
That's amazing.
And so,
I give them kudos for that.
I give Harmonix daps because it seems to me like they are really trying to take all the feedback that they've been getting. You know, lots of bands that have been on tour that have played the game, love the game, but I find it really confusing because, you know, I play music and I expect to get this and it's not that. And other people saying, you know, I really am enjoying the experience I have in the game and it really makes me want to learn more about playing, but I either don't have the time or, you know, gaming is my hobby. I can't really pick up music as another hobby because there's only so many hours in the day. I find it really interesting. What I'm curious to see while I'm at E3 as people run through the demo and play it more is if the level of complexity is now too much for those of us who are not musicians and have never had a music class and if it takes away from the fun and the pickup of the game. They've also added jumping in and out of the game without having to go back to the login screen. So, you know, if you're playing with your bandmates and, you know, nature calls.
Right.
You don't have to, you know, pause the game,
pause,
go back to the screen, back out, start the song over. They literally can jump in and jump out. And cool. It won't have an effect on your gameplay. And they, too, like the Warriors of Rock game that Activision is putting out, basically Guitar Hero 6, Rock Band is going back to the feeling of really starting out a band and progressing, you know, earning the van, earning the dope ride, getting the contracts, getting the fans, and trying to put more focus on becoming a band, a successful band, and growing in that, which is cool.
Right.
Announcement.
One of the reasons, it's one of the things we liked from the original game.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the first things that we tried to do co-op, and they've kind of hinted at co-op too, so I'll be sure to ask that question when I'm at the demo, while at E3, what co-op is going to look like, because I think it could be really a fun experience. They announced some of the music, so Lasso by Phoenix, which I absolutely love, is going to be on there. Get Free by the Vines is going to be a playable game. Walking on the Sun by Smash Mouth is going to be in there. Been Caught Stealing by Jane's Addiction is going to be in there. Rainbow in the Dock by Dio is going to be in there.
Oh, good. Dio.
Okay, but get this. The Power of Love by Huey Lewis and the News is also going to be in there.
Are you serious?
Yes. Now what I want to know is if Axel F., which is the theme song to the Beverly Hills Cops movies.
Yes.
Because there's a keyboard, I want to know if Axel F. is going to be in there. Because all it is
do, 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 do,
and that
do,
will do, kick do, ass. Do. So that's my request. Harmonix, if you're listening, please, please, please get Axel F. in there.
Oh, my God.
Because while I'm playing it, I'm going to be singing the song like Peter Griffin from The Family Guy.
I'm so surprised another, it's not a keytar.
Bohemian Rhapsody, which is one of the songs that they show off in the trailer, by Queen is going to be in there. There's also going to be some Doors and some Hendrix. So, I mean, they're really going after the rock. So that's one of the things that I'm pumped up about.
Well, good luck to you, Harmonix.
We love you. Like, long time. Okay, well, what are you excited about?
I don't think we should be all that surprised about Harmonix, because they kind of, in terms of most look forward, you know, the most inspiring, you know, inspiring thing at E3 2009 was Beatles Rock Band. So, I mean, they definitely know how to present. So I don't think they'll have any issues in terms of traffic.
It's obvious that they're really passionate about what they do and they really enjoy the games that they make and what they put out. I just want to see if the complexity is going to be a hindrance or if it's, you know, only going to matter to a small group of people. And the thing that I love, that I think is the thing that most people love about Rock Band, the ability to get together with a group of people and have a really fun experience, both when you're sober or even a better one when you're drunk. Live the Vita rock star without, you know, having to trash a hotel.
Or power slide on your knees.
I think as long as those things are still there, you know, they'll have a hit on their hands. You know, and with the only competition really being DJ Hero 2 and the Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock, I think that, you know, their paths are so dramatically different that we may finally have a definitive winner in the music game battle. I just want to see if it's going to be complexity, pick up play, more like real instruments versus cartoony pick up play, you know, glam rock, regular rock, heavy metal, because there's definitely more of a focus on those things in the Guitar Hero game than in the Rock Band game. So I'm curious to see where those two are going to fall, because I really think that DJ Hero is its own beast, since there isn't anything else out there that's, you know, very hip-hop based, very mashup based with turntables. So I kind of set it apart in the music game thing as its own deal. But it's really coming down to Activision and Harmonix. And I think that we may finally get kind of the definitive, here's the leader in the space. I just want to know who it is.
Well, you'll
and
find
if
out.
I agree, because really, my opinion matters.
Yes, yours out of everybody else.
That's right.
This venue.
It's my opinion that really matters. Screw Oprah. You want to know what
See,
I like.
Oprah means nothing in the gaming world.
Oprah ain't got shit on me when it comes to video games. True statement.
Yeah.
What about you? What are you excited about? Because I know you've been paying attention to the E3 stuff.
So I've been starting to look at stuff since I told you that I would once the week was upon us. And the week is upon us!
The week is upon us.
I mean, I've been listening to a lot of shows and a lot of, you know, what people are predicting is going to be, you know, happening or what's going to be revealed and what might, you know, what they'd like to see revealed as opposed to what will actually be revealed. And, I mean, everyone kind of knows that, you know, Sony and Microsoft kind of got this motion battle going on between the PlayStation Move and the Xbox possible Wave.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I finally
decided on the name.
I don't think they have, so I think they're going to finally hunker it down and admit that it's going to be called the Wave. Though, granted, in my opinion, I really think they should have just kept it as Project Natal, since that's what we've been calling it since they hinted at it several, you know, a year ago. But I mean, I don't run Microsoft, and I don't think, you know, Gates really wants to, you know, listen to me personally. Though I think he should, because I've got some really great ideas. Sometimes
you do have
great
ideas.
I think sometimes. But I mean, I finally.
Sometimes you do think. Sometimes you don't think.
Sometimes I don't. So I mean, I finally got to see some pictures about what, you know, the Sony Move will look like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, I know when we saw the prototypes at 2009, they really just kind of look like magic wands with giant balls on them, and
they've made
the ball a little smaller.
Make the ball.
And it's funny because when I look at them, I really kind of think Black Wii outside of the ball on the top of the right controller. So I mean, I know they were they made it slimmer and rounder as opposed to that weird boxy round part thing. I mean, it definitely has style. I could definitely see, you know, these controllers sitting next to my PS3 Slim and looking like they belong there the whole time. So I mean, design has never been an issue, but I don't know. Do I really think motion is the next phase in gaming? I mean, the Wii had a great idea, and obviously they didn't maximize it. So, I mean, do I think Sony
I kind of disagree with that a little bit. I think that the Wii maximized motion to the best of its ability based off of the market.
But their content didn't match.
Well, I think it's because they changed the direction of the market they were going after. You know, when we were out at E3 and they were talking about, you know, who they were going after, you know, they said they were going, you know, gaming is for everybody. And I think that, you know, they were trying to say that we're going after the casual people because mm-hmm. that's the everyman. And the everyman doesn't necessarily need pinpoint tracking for FPS games because the everyman isn't playing an FPS game.
No, hardcore gamers are.
But they made the mistake of then trying to say, but we're going to have the hardcore stuff. We're not
which they didn't.
Which they really. They didn't really. And when they tried, you know, it didn't work out really well. Okay? We all remember the hype about Red Steel. We were crazy excited about being able to use a controller and slash across and see a sword slash on the screen. And that didn't quite work out.
Well, of course, because we all secretly want to mutilate other people with samurai swords.
It's a great stress reliever to take that violence out on pixels and not on people. Harm pixels, not people.
But I mean, I think maybe the direction was wrong. But in the same sense, I mean, We can, but here's my thing though. So, okay, so Nintendo said we're going to aim for everybody mm-hmm. and then, you know.
Joe Everyman.
And then went for Joe Everyman's retarded cousin.
They kind of, sort of did.
Yes, yes. But I mean, here we have, you know, these consoles that, you know, have you know, stated that they are for gamers. I mean, they have the casual game, but most people who have a PS3 and an Xbox 360, you know, tend to be a tad bit more serious in their gaming. So
they're
not
picking up a 360 to just play Peggle.
Exactly.
Let's put that.
I mean, but I'm a little worried because, like I was saying before, Nintendo was going after everyone and horribly messed up. And now, you know, these, you know, big names, and I'm not saying that Nintendo's not big because we already know that it is.
Nintendo is huge!
But these other two who have, you know, honed their sights on a particular demographic are now going to try to do what the Nintendo was trying to do with the Wii with motion. Can't we expect that there might be a backlash to what they can do with motion? Kind of like Nintendo. Like, I feel like we're going to see the same kind of failure with these two motions.
I feel it
in the air. Like, I feel like it's going to be new and exciting and everyone's going to want to figure it out. But I think it's a little too early.
I think that motion is a better development area for gamers than 3D. I don't think, you know, just like TV watchers, I'm not convinced because I personally am not interested in it. And I think that I'm, you know, a pretty close to the norm, if there is a norm, gamer out there. I'm not just creaming myself over the thought of games in 3D. Because unless I can interact in that 3D space, it doesn't add anything for me. Like, if you're going to build me a fucking holodeck, then yeah, I'll be stoked about that. But if I'm just going to be sitting on my couch and images are going to be coming at me, or even more realistically, going deep as far as 3D
goes. Going balls deep?
I'm talking about balls deep. In love.
I love that. I fucking love. Does that mean I'm black?
It helps.
Sorry.
Score go higher.
Okay. It's like my FICO score.
Besides, Seth MacFarlane is hot. Anyway, I'm getting off topic here, and I need to bring it back. 3D isn't the thing. Immersive
playing. We already know that Nintendo's going to release the 3DS, so
I think it's a mistake. I don't think that that's the place that I want to go, especially on a DS, like mobily. Yep. Like, how is that going to work?
Why not make
the world
Nintendo
is bright?
Wii.
How is?
I don't know why they don't go Nintendo Wii to Nintendo 3D.
Anyway,
in HD.
In HD, we got so many D's.
That's right.
Let me stop. But motion to me makes more sense because immersive playing is something I think the entire gaming community can get behind. You know, it's one of the reasons why multiplayer is so popular, is because it gets you really involved. There's a sense of community when you play games with other people, and, you know, you can't always get people over physically to your house. So immersive playing, I think, is definitely the space. I think motion is probably the easiest thing to do as far as having or trying to have creative ideas around it. I think that the Wii started the right idea. I'm not convinced that Move or Wave, if that's what they're going to call it, is enough of a step in taking that further. You know what I mean?
Wave your money goodbye.
Well, first
move
of all,
that money to your checking account.
Seriously, because Wave is probably going to set you back about $150.
Yep, probably.
That's probably what they're going to do. And for the things that they've talked about Wave being able to do up front, they're not things that gamers are clamoring for.
At least not hardcore gamers.
Move, to me, seems a little bit more of a step in the right way than Natal Wave, in that they're trying to get more precise with the tracking of movement, which would allow for, you know, pinpoint control, hopefully eventually, for FPS games, which I think the base would definitely love. Like, would you not love to have a motion controller that you could use, that would be in your hand, that you could use like a gun and track accurately at full frame rate in Call of Duty.
Oh my God, yes.
Okay, you're already thinking right now you need a towel, right?
Yeah.
See, I know, but seriously, I think would one get you to come up out of pocket for it. Because if you had, you know, a controller where you could, you know, peripheral that looked like, let's say, a submachine gun, that you could slide the PlayStation Move controller into and get pinpoint tracking in your Call of Duty, would you not love to have a couple of people over, light those controllers up, and go multiplayer with your little guns in the living room?
See, no, because when I shoot people, I like to do it in solidarity, in the dark, like Solid Snake, in under boxes and shit.
Solid Snake is kind of sexier when you play that game in the dark.
Yeah. No. But I definitely understand what you're saying. And for people who have, you know, clans outside of, you know, the TV clan, like who actually interact with their clan outside of, you know, gameplay, then yes, I can understand that. And I personally like to have my quiet solitude.
And don't get me wrong, there are times that I like that too, but when, you know, the single player campaign in things like Call of Duty and Conviction are enjoyable, but really I think where the games get their longevity is in their multiplayer. And if you can have accurate, immersive multiplayer.
Yeah, immersion is the game, is the name of the game.
You know,
if you can immerse into it, then you win.
I definitely think that Natal gets that immersive piece is really important because they're trying to do whole body inclusion in things. I think that's interesting. But I think that all these people are forgetting one big thing about gamers. And you know what?
The health vitalizer thing?
Stop it. Here's the deal. You want to send me emails about it? You can. But let's face it. Most of us, it's not that we're lazy, but most of us enjoy games where we get to kick back, sit down, relax, and play a game. Okay, we all have our gamer spot, like the spot on the couch that's the comfiest for sitting in for like 3 hours.
I call mine the abyss.
Okay, some people have custom chairs that they've gotten for gaming.
Oh my God, a love sack is what I want for gaming.
Do you really want to be full body moving to play through a level when getting...
No, my ass is tired when I come home from work.
Exactly. I think that's one of the things that these guys are missing.
Well, I guess it's probably that most people who are probably going to get this don't have jobs.
Doesn't matter if you don't have a job, okay? Most people, when they game, it's all about having the relaxing moment. Now I get to do the thing I really like. Okay, so now I don't have to devote my brain to having to do any calculations for work or assembling something. I can just sit down in my own space, be comfortable, and play this game that I really enjoy for a couple of hours. If I want a full body workout, I'll fucking go to the gym.
I'm going to be going to the gym.
But I don't. You want to know why? Because when I come home and I want to enjoy my hobby, I enjoy my hobby, which allows me to sit down in my nice, big, pillowy chair that rotates. So I can curl up in a ball, put my controller on my lap, and play a game for a couple hours.
Is lap code for your massive boobies?
No. If I was going to talk about my massive tatas, I would say my tetas.
Okay.
But I'm not talking about
that. I don't know. I'm skeptical here. Like, I mean, I know we all want the next big thing. And I mean, I thought Nintendo really had it with motion. And then they, you know, shoved it in a broom closet and poked needles into it for like however many years it's been around now. I have lost count. But I'm just concerned. You know, people don't think consoles when they think gaming. They think game. The games really dictate the success of a console. So this is a great, you know, piece of hardware, but now we need to see the software that will promote the hardware.
Software is killer, okay? Software, let's face it, can be a kingmaker when it comes to hardware. Look at how long it's really taken the PS3 to really come into its own, because it didn't have at launch, I don't care who you are, Killzone wasn't it, a killer app to get people to invest in the hardware. You know, but now you've got a great lineup of some games and some that are, you know, PS3 exclusives, like your God of Wars, you know, your Heavenly Swords and things like that. And Ninja Theory's working on some more games, and hopefully I'll have some information during E3 for you guys on that stuff and what to be on the lookout for. And please, Jesus, if somebody doesn't have an actual real fucking trailer, yes, I'm looking at you, Ubisoft, for Beyond Good and Evil 2, I will hurt somebody. It might be myself, but I will hurt somebody if there isn't a Beyond Good and Evil 2. I will be very upset. But I think there's potential. But there's always potential. Okay, we look at the big three every fucking year, and you'll find a developer that, you know, either has a real spark of genius and pushes a piece of hardware further than we really thought it could go, or pushes the idea of what a game could really be in a whole new direction. I'm looking at you, Fifi Brain. And, you know, we get these glimpses of what can be done on the system. Mm-hmm. I just hope that it's easy enough for developers to adopt so that somebody can make a killer app. Because I really want to believe. I want to believe. I want a reason to pick up PlayStation Move. I want a reason to turn on my PlayStation more than once a week.
Well,
I want a reason to want Natal, but I don't have one right now, if I'm honest with myself. And let's face it, I fucking love the Xbox. And as a Mac person, that's like really difficult for me to say.
I know.
I'm a hardcore Apple person. But when it comes to gaming, I have the better community experience on my Xbox.
Well, I'm sure that's also because Apple, I don't think Apple's really going into a gaming.
I disagree with that too. I'll talk about that in a little bit.
I mean, console wise.
Oh, yeah, console. No, they had the idea for a console and they let it go a while ago.
Yeah, so I mean, in terms of becoming a contender
in console
gaming, I don't see that happening. But I mean, they have their own little niche in the mobile gaming unit, so I mean, it's not like they're not a part of the industry in some form.
Let me ask you a question. You are an iPhone owner.
Yes, I am.
Do you have games on your iPhone?
I have two games.
What games are they?
Tap Tap Revolution and Super Ramen Brothers.
What is Super Ramen Brothers?
Oh, I didn't tell you. Okay, so we got to backtrack here. A little while ago, if you guys remember, I had gone to a game developers meeting out in Boston. I believe I wrote an article about it to the effect.
It's a very strong possibility. That might have been during the time where you were being very prolific in your writing.
Yes, I remember. And I remember that time.
I miss those days.
Regardless, it's been a while.
Yeah.
But anyways,
I can count the months.
When I had gone to this meeting, I had met with these two very nice guys. I was sitting by myself. I was a little tired, and I was actually ready to go home. And they were like, oh, you know, we made this really cool game. It didn't take us very long, and people seemed to respond, you know, be responding to it. And he had had an iPhone with him, and he showed it to me, and it was Super Ramen Brothers. And it's pretty simple. You are these packages of ramen on this conveyor belt.
You are ramen?
And there's one that has a red stripe on it and one that has a green stripe on it. And you're trying to see how long you can last before you get swept up into the brown paper bag to be taken home and eaten. And you have to move around these objects. And you can hop over some of them. Like there's a banana. I think there's ladies' personal items. This is an orange. So like you have to move both of them, and both of the ramen you control both of them at the same time. So you got to be moving them and jumping, and it's just
so
like
you're double summing ramen.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, obviously there's easy, medium, and hard, and it's really just a refresher game. It's something to take your mind off of, you know, the bus ride home, or, you know, the half-boring meeting with your mom about paying your bills on time. And stuff like that. I mean, it was just, it was entertaining and it was fun and it wasn't really heavy or deep or anything like that. You know, and it was just refreshing.
Okay, in terms of game. How much did it cost?
It's free.
Okay. How often do you play it?
I play it in between breaks at my job when I go outside because we're not allowed to have phones in the building.
So you play it every day?
Maybe every other day. So if I don't play it on Monday, I definitely play it on Tuesday.
Now let me ask you another question. You are an owner of a DS, correct?
Yep.
When was the last time you played a game on your DS?
A week ago.
And how often do you play the games on your DS?
A little less.
Like less. Every other day? Every day? Once a week?
Maybe I'd say at least twice a week.
Okay. Now let me ask you this. How much did you pay for the games that you have on average for your DS?
Well, some of them I got for, most of them actually I got for free. I bought Pokemon for myself, though.
Okay.
And I still haven't opened my Ace.
So here's the point that I'm trying to make. I also own an iPhone. I have 3 pages of applications on my iPhone that are devoted just to games.
Oh.
I have puzzle games on there. I have some classic games on there. I've got Pole Position, Frogger.
What?
Fucking on. Yeah.
Pole Position?
Pole Position.
And what are you doing with those poles? Positioning them.
So there you just showed your youngness. It's a racing game.
Original. Well, how would I know that?
Because it was one of the better arcade games ever.
Oh, well.
Pole Position. I've got Civ Revolution. That I play on there. I've got a Tetris knockoff called Tris that originally was on the App Store when the first phone came out and then got pulled because it really, really, really played like Tetris. I've got no Sudoku. I don't have any Sudoku on my
iPhone. I have a Sudoku for my DS.
But I often pick up new games at least twice a week. Try them out. See if I like them. If you have an iDevice and you don't have flight control, you should really just slap yourself. Get that.
Ow.
Yeah, you really need to fix that. But I do almost all of my mobile gaming on an iDevice. Even though I own, let's see, an original Game Boy, a Game Boy Advance, a Game Boy SP, a DSi, and a PSP. I game on my iPhone and my iPad way more. I think the last time that I turned on my PSP, well, to be honest, technically, the last time I turned on my PSP was this morning, but it was the first time I had turned it on in 2 years.
Do you remember how to turn it on?
No, I didn't. I had to ask for help because I forgot where the power button was. But it's true, and it's because the ease of use of trying out new games, there are a lot of games that are made, you know, by developers like you're talking about for free to get you interested in their game, even if it's just the first couple of levels, or it's their test thing to learn practically how to program and create these kinds of games. You know, mobile is definitely where it's at. I think everybody can agree with that, whether you like iDevices or not. Smartphones, fucking everything. Droid, BlackBerry, whatever. I don't give a shit what you like. If it does what you need it to do, and it does it in a way that you need it to do it, and it's affordable, fucking awesome for you, I'm glad. Okay? This is not a pissing contest of, my device is better than your device. No. If your device does what the fuck you need it to do for the price you needed to pay and you can afford and it's awesome, then fucking A. I'm... double thumbs up, dude. But I think that Apple is – people are kind of sleeping on Apple for a while, and I think they're now kind of waking up to it, especially Nintendo. Okay. Have you heard about the new iPhone?
Besides what you've told me and what other people who are like, are you getting one? And I was like, probably not have said, then no.
Okay. So Steve Jobs – delivered.
Also known as Ninja's Secret, I want to boink boink in the oink oink.
No, I would not boink boink in the oink oink, Steve Jobs. I just have, you know, an admiration
crush. Big man boner for him.
No, I have an admiration crush for Steve Jobs.
You have an
admiration
crush.
Because he makes like a shit ton of money doing his own thing, his own way, and not apologetic about it, didn't graduate college, and is a rich motherfucker. Like, I have love for that. I have respect for that. Do your own thing. Fuck them if they don't get the joke. I dig that. So, yeah. I kind of have a little boner for Steve Jobs. Anyway, but I wouldn't bone Steve Jobs.
Right.
Let me make that really clear. I have a boner for him, would not bone him. Okay. Anyway. One of the things that they talk about is that they're adding a gyroscope into the new iPhone 4, which will be available on the 27th. What this means is that the iPhone is now going to have 6-axis control. It is specifically for games. So even Apple has kind of realized, holy shit, people like to game on our stuff like crazy.
With all the power that we have with our Apple machinery, I don't see why it took them so long to...
The processors on there, you know, and the resolution that you're going to be able to do now on this thing. You know, gaming is the biggest thing. Gaming, social media stuff. Biggest thing on mobile. Okay, there was an article that was in, I think, I can't remember where I read it. I either read it on Gizmodo, Wired, New York Times, or something in NPR, because I check those things.
NPR? Often.
Yeah, I fucking love NPR. NPR is the shit. It's how you know about things.
I heard about the Santa strike a couple of years ago. No, the Santas. They have like a union. The Santas union. Yeah, they do. It's actually really interesting, but I'll wait.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyway, I'm just having this image of a bunch of Santa teenagers like gathered around.
Like the head Santas were like, you know, they wanted, you know, just to, you know, mention this. They were arguing about getting like a healthcare boost during the holiday season because it was around the time that, you know, we were all worrying about that flu thing.
The bird one.
The
H1N1?
Yes. And they wanted better health benefits because they'd be touching children not touching children, but being around
Santas
children.
Santas should not have a union where they talk about touching children.
No, but they were just worried that they would be more prone to sickness because they'd be in areas that have a lot of, you know, bacteria. They'd be, you know, interacting with people who might have bacteria on them.
Uh-huh.
And one Santa was like, we should have that. And one Santa was like, well, if you keep your stuff clean, you don't have to worry about it. But he was like, but we have to be careful of ourselves because we're in charge of holiday spirit. And if we get sick, then who will watch our post? And blah, 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 Santa this, ho, 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 ho.
And this was on NPR.
This was on NPR.
Okay. And that's the only thing you've ever listened to on NPR.
Yep.
My soul cries for you. All right.
It was very informative.
Six access control on the iPhone should really put Sony and Nintendo on notice. If they weren't paying attention before, they really should be paying attention now. Because as far as getting games on the DS, you're looking at a $30 investment typically for any game that's good.
Okay. We're
talking about a physical cartridge that you've got to keep track of and not damage. Whereas, and I know there are some downloadable things, especially with the DSi, I have one. But on the whole, the majority of things that you play on a DS, and more than likely on the 3D DS, which sounds like a dentist's office, will be a physical cartridge. You're still looking at more physical things that you're going to carry around. Everything on PlayStation.
I don't even think that the physical thing will be that big of a deal, because PlayStation tried to do the whole digital download thing, and look how much that, you know, jizzed in its pants. Because we already know that, you know, PlayStation wants to get rid of the UMD. So
Okay, look, don't get me started on the universal media disc that doesn't work in anything except for one proprietary system.
I'm just saying. So, I mean, I don't think we should knock them just because they're giving us a physical attribute.
I'm not knocking Nintendo just for the physical thing.
But I'm just saying
because
that...
Because I was going to knock Sony for doing the digital thing, but doing it wrong.
Wrong.
Okay? User experience says a lot. Okay, I don't care who you are. If something is easy to use and does what you want, you are going to eat that shit up. You will
drop whatever. Yum, yum, yum. I don't have to put no salt or seasoning on it. I want it in my mouth.
Think about it. Everybody loves microwave popcorn, right?
Well.
Okay, for one reason. It's quick and easy. Okay? You can make popcorn on the stove. That tastes better than microwave stuff that maybe takes 4 to 5 minutes longer than microwave popcorn. But you don't see bitches buying hot air poppers.
We have one.
Okay, but you don't see people buying them. You see people buying microwave popcorn in bulk and paying, you know, 3 or 4 times more what they would pay for just buying kernels to pop in an air popper. And why do they do it? Because it's quick and easy. The user experience, okay, is better. If you get an air popper, then you got to measure how many kernels. You got to watch the popper. You got to make sure things don't pop out. You got to balance doing your butter at the same time.
And then you have to be careful that a hot kernel doesn't unpop and shoot into your eye, causing a lot of pain.
Okay? You got all that kind of stuff you got to watch out about.
Horrors foretold from the kitchen.
Otherwise, you can just get a bag of microwave popcorn, pop it in the microwave for 2.5 minutes, and bam, you have a fucking bag of popcorn. You might even have a bag of popcorn that's double buttered. You're like, how did it butter itself? I don't even know.
Self-buttering popcorn. Probably the most ingenious thing I've ever...
Self-buttering popcorn is as bad an idea as self-buttering toast. And we've already discussed this in a podcast. Yeah. You know, but it's all about user experience. And I'm not saying that Apple has the best user experience. Because there's a lot of things about the iPhone and the iPad I would totally change if only I could code them. But I think as far as mobile gaming goes, which I think is going to be a big focus at E3 this year, it comes down to delivery method, access to all types of different games. Because the thing about mobile is the audience is much more diverse than console. Okay, when it comes to mobile gaming, women game more than men. And by women, I mean 30, 40, 50, 60-year-old women versus teenage boys and 20 and 30, even 40-year-old boys. Okay, the majority of people fucking on Farmville are not 20.
If you're considered a boy, then we've got some issues.
Okay, all right. Well, it depends on, you know, not every man... boy matures at a specific age.
Good point.
We have known a few.
Yes, you're right.
Okay. But the average age of your Farmville user is
Farmville. Sorry.
I don't know why you're like, oh, Farmville, you're on it.
I haven't played in forever, but I should go back because I'm sure my crops have withered. I'd have to start over.
Okay, but the average, you know, age of the Farmville user is in the 40s. I think it was like 42 or something that I read. Okay, and that's mostly getting played on the Facebooks on mobile devices. You know, so that playing field is much more diverse. And so if you have a large marketplace with a diverse group of games, then you're liable to have more success. You know, there's not a big diversity in games on the DS. Let's face it. You name me one mature type game for the Nintendo DS.
Mature?
Yes. So, doesn't involve Pokemon, card swapping.
Okay. That's it? Are those the only criteria?
Hold on. I'm trying to think. Card swapping, Super Magical Girls.
Okay.
Or, cooking, cleaning, making friends.
Okay, then that
on the DS.
On the DS.
Yep. Not talking about consoles. We're talking about just mobile gaming here.
Then I would say the Hotel Dusk series and the Again, which is by the makers of the Hotel Dusk series.
Okay. Now, how many people bought those games?
14?
That's my point.
Well, I have, you know, the Hotel Dusk, and I'm planning to buy Again.
Right, so. But the point that I'm just trying to make is that there's not a lot of, or not the same level of diversity in the known mobile gaming venue, DS, PSP, PSP Go, as there is in the smartphone side. So I'm not just talking about iPhone here on the mobile side. I'm talking about smartphones. So you look at, you know, the Android marketplace, you know, the iTunes store. You know, there's so much diversity. I mean, you go into the puzzle category, there's like thousands of puzzle games. Thousands. Okay? Do you want to play solitaire? Or do you want to play Burning Monkey Solitaire? There's monkeys talking shit
to you. Well, wait. Are they burning because they've been set on fire? Or are they burning with
herpes? They're burning you. They're throwing insults at you the entire time you play.
Oh. So they're not actually on fire.
No, the monkeys aren't on fire.
Oh.
But with the mobile marketplace and digital distribution, if somebody wanted to make a game where the monkeys were on fire, which I don't know why, because that would mean there's something seriously wrong with you, and you should probably seek some counseling help, really.
If you haven't already.
Could make it. And could either give that game away for free or 99 cents.
99 cents!
99 cents! A dollar minus a penny. You know, so I think...
You know your maths.
I do know my maths. I also know my black people, but it's only because of Dave Chappelle. All I'm saying is mobile space, I think, is probably really the largest viable space right now for games. And I don't necessarily know that a whole lot of attention is being paid to it. Like, when was the last time you heard anything about the PSP Go?
Nothing, because it's crap.
Have you heard anything? I haven't seen an ad one for a PSP Go game title.
Because the people who bought it went and returned it because it's not worth
going
the plastic and screen that they put on it. Like, God, was it sexy looking? Yes. But was it functional? Nay.
I really want an excuse to buy one because I love Sony. I really do. But, I, you know.
Nope. No money for Sony. They need
I
to
didn't
try
come out of
again.
Pocket there.
See, and the fucky thing is that they could have been the one to curb the market to their advantage, but because they fucked it up, now this is gonna give Nintendo a shot to do it properly.
I hope that they do, because I really want the mobile space to have some innovative things going on there. Because I feel like there hasn't really been anything innovative in a while. Except for, you know, the iPhone. Like, everyone keeps going, oh, iPhone, and smartphone, but...
Droid.
Here's the thing. More and more people that have those devices are checking email, browsing the web, and playing games on them. They're not talking to people. I text people more than I actually talk on the phone to them.
Yes, I know. Me too. It's so much easier.
Okay? You know, so I think that... It's really kind of slipping, and I'm going to say, you know, Droid and iPhone are really mobile gaming platforms that are multifunction devices. And, you know, how do you compete with being able to carry one device that I can communicate with people with and play games on versus carrying a device for communication, a device for gaming? I don't know that you win that fight. Just that's it. What else you got? What else are you interested about in E3? Because I want to make sure that I get to those things and cover them so we regroup next week. We can have a great conversation about everything that was announced that was awesome. Because I have a feeling that there's going to be a shit ton of stuff.
Like, I mean, I'm curious to know what will be... Like, I mean, I keep hearing these little these buzzes and these little whispers about BioWare releasing some little morsels revolving around Dragon Age.
Dragon Age?
Yes.
I haven't heard any rumors about Dragon Age.
I have.
Well, what did you hear? Well, tell me, dish.
Well, they were just saying, I don't know if it's going to be like another downloadable content or another, you know, disc prequel type deal. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I've just been hearing that, you know, they were working on another title, which I think, I don't know if it's going to be around the same time realm as the Guardian that you create, you know, I mean, the Grey Warden that you create in the first game. And I don't think it's in the realm of the prequel. So I don't know if they're going to go and spin off in a totally darker direction. Okay. But I'm kind of curious about that. I was kind of hoping that they would go and do something more with Mass Effect, actually, as a franchise. So, I mean, when I heard these whispers, because, I mean, no one's got any finite details. But they keep talking, you know, BioWare's got something, and they might talk about it at E3. So I was kind of interested in that. I think it'd be kind of hard to do a prequel. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing a prequel, actually, to Mass Effect. The Shepherd before the Shepherd we've known to come and love and hate, depending on which way you play it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm curious about BioWare. I'm a little curious as to who else is supposed to... I mean, obviously, who doesn't want to know what's going on in terms of Gears 3? I mean, anyone who's played any of them is going to want to know. I mean, there are general things that everyone's kind of hyped about that I'm obviously on the hype train for.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Well, you heard that Drake is actually going to be involved in Gears 3, the rapper.
Oh...
He's good.
Don't tell me he's going to be like the bastard son of Coltrane because I will vomit. Like, oh, that would I be awesome. Would be so upset at that. Like, you're fighting with Cole and then this random gear comes, this gear cog comes out of nowhere and he's all like, Daddy! You know, and it'd be like, oh, fuck no.
You the fucking best. You the fucking best.
Exactly, right? Best daddy I ever had. Dad I ever had. No. No. No.
Then in the background, you hear Lil Wayne go, Young Money!
I don't even think they... Whatever. I'm not going to allow myself to expand on that. So, I mean, I'm kind of curious. I'm curious about BioWare. I keep hearing that, is it Bethesda who did Half-Life?
No, that
was... I believe that was Bethesda.
No, that would be Valve.
Oh, okay, Valve.
Half-Life.
I'm sorry.
Portal.
Oh, that's right. I'm an idiot.
You are been drinking.
I need to think before I speak. So, I mean, a lot of people are wondering what the surprise is going to be, since obviously they're pushing back the release of Portal 2 until 2011.
What if that's a lie? Because they've already got us once.
You know, they did.
So what if it's a lie? What if, like, you go to the thing, you're like, it's going to be Half-Life 2, like, actually, no, it's Portal 2. Got you again, bitch!
You know, they are crafty motherfuckers.
They're crafty little motherfuckers. Okay, I think that the communication email that they sent from Aperture Science talking about how, you know, they want to make sure that they get everything right, so they're going to push it back, but they're going to have something else really exciting to talk about. I think that's a lie. I think like they're going to pretend like they're going to have this other thing going on, and then in the middle of it, they're going to break in, and it'll
be a totally different it'll be a different operating system other than GLaDOS, because we already know that GLaDOS wasn't going to be in the second game.
Yes. Unless, you know, GLaDOS copied the operating system.
Herself.
What if that GLaDOS that you killed was like
the good one
version? Yeah.
Like a beta.
Yeah.
Holy shit, no wonder why she was buggy.
Okay. What if
she was beta?
Maybe that version was like an alpha and there's a beta version out there someplace. You know, you get outside the building and now you're stuck with the beta.
Holy shit. I'm so excited now.
Get deep. Get deep into the mind of Minolta. Or Ninja Sister, whichever. I don't even know.
I am curious about that. And I mean, so I mean, it's just general hype for me. There isn't anything particular. I mean, I know that they're talking about the next step in DJ Hero with two turntables and a microphone. I think is kind of funny in that sense.
Look, all I want to know is, because if I remember the press release correctly, the retail box that they're going to sell is going to have a turntable and a game. I don't believe... So out there in the webiverse, if I'm wrong, correct me, shoot us an email, questions@esh.mobi, and be like, hey, Ninja Sister, no, it's going to have two turntables in the box. Here's the link. Boop, boop. But I think the press release said that the retail box is going to have a single turntable, microphone, and the retail box in it, and then you'll be able to pick up an additional turntable, or for those that already have a turntable, they would be able to use it so they'd have the two turntable thing. But it's not clear to me... Which is why I hope that Activision isn't a punk-ass bitch and has the game at E3 so I can see it and I can play it because I fucking love DJ Hero. Really want to play it.
Are your DJ diddling skills up to par? Are they a little rusty?
My DJ diddle skills are never rusty. I'm pretty decent on DJ Hero. Like, I'm not... I don't play on expert and rock through everything, but I can hold your own. I can hold my own, typically. Okay. The more alcohol I have, though, the worse I am.
Well, then don't drink before you play.
I'll try to not drink in DJ.
Friends don't let friends drink in game.
A really good friend will get you toe up right before you game, but won't let you drive home.
Yes.
Because drinking and driving is wrong, and we don't
own it. BJs.
What?
People in the street.
What?
If you don't know what a ZJ is, then you can't afford it.
Oh, I heard BJ. I was like, what?
No, I said ZJ.
Okay. I was like, wow, this episode really...
I would never say that.
Bullshit. Anyway... I think that those are kind of the big things. I really want to see what Natal looks like. I'm bummed as fuck that I'm not going to the presser.
Yes, we know. Boo-hoo, cry us a river.
A lot of independent media venues that we know weren't invited either.
Yes, and they're rescinding some invites now, so don't be too comfortable that you have one because you might walk up and they say, bitch, please.
Yeah, and pretty much. If you're not Destructoid or Kotaku or Engadget or Gizmodo or probably New York Times, you can probably going to have a seat. But the rest
so you should sit outside the venue and twiddle
the rest of us are going to have to do what the chick from Edelman told me and watch it on TV. So now I've got to sit in my hotel room so I can watch it on TV.
Well, I'll be watching it from my couch.
So we'll be watching it together, like you guys. We'll all be together. Maybe I'll live tweet it when I'm watching. Yeah, and we can just tweet from the couch together.
I tweet everywhere.
Tweet all over the place. Sometimes I fall down because I'm tweeting.
Well, then, you tweet sometimes too I can't. Hard. Tweet easy, soft tweets.
No. Go hard or, go home.
Go home.
And I to go hard on my tweets. Thank you.
I go tweet deep.
I roll at least 140 characters deep.
Whoa.
That's how I roll.
Whoa, man. Whoa.
My tweets got girth
to them. That's really all I'm
It's going to be a fun week. It's going to be a fun week. Definitely make sure that you're checking in with us. I'm going to do my best, depending upon how bandwidth holds out, to live tweet as well as live blog the media briefings that I'm invited to. So we will be representing at the Nintendo presser. And we will be representing at the Sony presser. So make sure that you're checking out electricsisterhood.com/live. As long as the bandwidth holds out, there'll be stuff there. Okay? this is going to be the first time that we do something like this, but I think it'll be neat. And then, like I said, we'll have all kinds of content on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can use our short address, which is
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or just questions for us, you can email us at questions@esh.mobi. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, you can always subscribe.
That's right. The subscription button gets you every episode in its full entirety. So make sure that you're subscribing to that so you can get all the fun that is Esh.
And if you don't want to do that, you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine. You should also be paying attention to some great shows that are coming out of the ESH camp.
That's right. We're not the only ones with shows. We're not the only ones with opinions, although our opinions are awesome. You can check out shows that are being produced by some of the other ESH crew alum, like the Boston Bastard Brigade, which is co-hosted by our very own King Baby Duck. Their new episodes go out on every Tuesday. And you can check out episodes from Geek Aggro, which is co-hosted by Deuces Wild, who's another ESH alum. And you can listen to those shows on Wednesday. Then filling out the rest of the week, of course, you've got all the stuff that we write on the website, the stuff that we tweet, the stuff on the Facebook, the stuff on the YouTube. We're everywhere in the social media sphere. So make sure that you're connecting with us, especially this week, because we're going to have all kinds of news and thoughts. Even though Pandalicious isn't going to be able to attend E3 with me, she's going to be running down things every day of what her thoughts and takes were on all the stuff that she's heard about. So ask her questions. Ask me questions. Ask questions of everybody on the crew. Interact with us on the website. We'll have a ball this week.
Keep in mind that a lot of my thoughts will be, damn, I'm not there. I hate my life. My job sucks.
Don't hate your life. Okay, your job doesn't suck. Your job just doesn't have a lot of flexibility.
It's a frigid whore.
Your job is a frigid whore.
It has rheumatoid arthritis in all of its joints.
But there'll be plenty of stuff that's going on through E3 on our website, definitely through the Twitter sphere. If you're not following me and you're not following HamsterMan2049, fix that. We'll have it all. And then topping all of that off, if you weren't paying attention, you better pay attention now. The ESH magazine, that's right, Electric Sisterhood magazine, happening, real, being finalized, going to print soon. Make sure that you're checking out our site or any of the sites in the Land of Esh family, which would be geekagro.com or bostonbassbrigade.com. For more information, as soon as that sucker's ready for you to buy, you better buy. You can buy single issues or you can buy subscriptions. I mean, we got you covered. It's so crazy nerdy, and it's just, oh, it's popping off in the Land of Esh, people. I'm so excited. I might need a towel. All right. So I think that's pretty much all the stuff that I can share right now, because there are some other things I'd really like to talk about, but I can't talk about them until a specific time on a specific day because of a specific agreement that I have made. So I will ask you, Panda, do you have anything that you want to declare or disclose?
I love Daria.
Okay.
The complete series.
Daria is amazing.
Yes. I have it. I've been watching it every night when I come home from work. And now I remember why I loved parts of my childhood, preferably between 6:30 and 7 before it went on the end. There was a lot of speculation about the release of the series, you know, for purchase, obviously. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were worried that we were going to lose some of the actual music, because I think there were some issues with, you know,
clearances,
music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a lot of people thought that they were going to, you know, wipe out a lot of that, but they preserved a lot of it. So I think they resolved their issue, which was nice, because I was very worried about that. And it makes me love my generation. So I want to disclose that I love my generation.
Aww.
And I love Dari.
Aww.
And I'm wearing pants today.
That's aww.
And I have blue nails.
Aww.
And that's it.
Aww.
Do you have anything to disclose?
Yes. I own Apple stock. So, you know, when you buy Apple products, I make money, which I'm really okay with. And would prefer that continue.
So,
with that, I'm going to say that I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out.
See you guys next week.